told them to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. There's another part of the announcement that took place that I'd like to focus on quickly this morning. And if you have your Bible, turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 10. You and I know very well that the world is full of bad news. Bad news. I drew down these headlines from the internet. Yesterday's headlines. Scores fear dead in Venezuela floods and mudslides. Children wounded in South Lebanon shelling. Hate groups prepare for New Year's mayhem. Psychologist says same-sex marriages are good for children. Colombian airstrikes inflict heavy rebel losses. Non-stop artillery attack on Grozny. Virgin Mary painting vandalized. 2,000 years after that heavenly broadcast which announced the amazing news, we live in a world that still desperately needs to hear good news. Listen again to these words. There were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Have you thought much about joy lately? Given much thought to that? Now, I'm not talking about happiness. Happiness is that wonderful sense of euphoria or delight that happens when things go the way we want them to. That's happiness. Joy appears very, very similar, except its major difference is that it is not dependent upon circumstances. You can see happiness if you watched a recent sports event, and somebody in the sporting event sooner or later is going to stand and cheer or shout or sing or dance or hug their neighbor. When that happens, what just happened to produce that? Help me, what just happened? Somebody scored, okay, or their team just won, and so people are erupting in, is it joy? What is it? It's happiness. Because those very same people would not be acting that way if the score was against them. Joy, however, is the quality of that inner euphoria, that quality of inner, it's even hard to put into words, but that quality of thrill in the inner part of our being, completely unattached to circumstances. The one book in the Bible whose theme is joy, the letter of Paul to the Philippians, where over and over and over again he tells them to rejoice, 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 and again I say it, rejoice. You know where he wrote that letter? From a prison cell. Would you like a joy that goes beyond circumstances? Would you love that joy to be bursting out of your soul? Remember again the announcement. I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. Now please notice, he didn't say, I bring you news of joy for people. He said, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Great joy, not just small joy or medium joy or large joy. Not just great or not just super joy or grand joy. He said great joy. The word in the Greek is mega. Mega. Numerologists use mega to describe a million, as in a mega ton or mega whatever. But the word is, it's the superlative of superlatives. And that's what God is saying. The news I'm bringing you is good news of mega joy. Mega. A joy that so fills us, that so permeates us, that so blows us up, if you will, that it cannot be contained. Now, all of us want that kind of joy, and we'll search all over to find it. And you know, we discover what we think is joy, but we go home and it's over, so really, it was happiness. And so we try something else, and we discover what we think is joy, and we go home and we're empty again. We say, well, happiness again. It was fun while it lasted. It was fun for the thrill, the kick, the high, the experience, the joy, the purchase, the travel. Happiness. But our souls were made for more than happiness. Our souls were made for joy. A couple months ago, I had a woman walk into my office. I took one look at her, and I knew she was overflowing with joy. And she began to tell me something about it. And she told me about how she discovered this incredible, mega joy. Would you like to know how she found it? Good morning. Would you like to? Dee, come and tell us. Dee Mystery. She was literally glowing, shining as she told me her story. I'd like you to hear it.
Good morning. First of all, I want to thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity. These tears are of happiness and joy, but I wish I could touch each and every one of you to know what I feel inside. I began a search long ago, long, long ago, for something to fill this black hole I had. And I searched everywhere, high and low. Before I tell you of my search, I want to tell you of the day that I received Christ, and Christ came to me, and he wrapped his arms around me. He held me close, and he took away all the pain that I had felt, and he filled that black hole. It was August the 13th, 1999, a Friday, and a most unlucky day for some people, they say. But a miracle happened to me. A miracle in my body and my soul. And for a second, I believed my hormones had gone crazy. But I gained control of my senses. And that second was replaced with a spirit so sweet and so beautiful, which captured my heart forever. I stood and sang God's song, and I raised my hand to God. And I gave him my secrets, my sins, my doubts. And in turn, he gave me his son and his unconditional love. Born again, I hear most people say, but for I have opened my heart and all of my eyes and my senses. My search took me everywhere. I was born in Mombasa, Kenya. At 6, I traveled to England to settle down in my new home. At 9, I lost my mother, but I had a very loving father, a loving family. And I grew up very fortunate, exposed to many things, vast education. My father allowed me to go to church. He allowed me to go to temples. Born into a Hindu home, I did rituals that I never quite understood why I was doing, but I did them because my mother did them, and my auntie did them, and my grandmother did them, and so forth, so I carried on, but never did I feel so complete or so filled, and I carried on my search. I went to college, and I said to myself, I must find out what it is that I'm searching for. It must be Hinduism, it must be something. Something about me. And I asked my father, I said, please send me something at college. He sent me the holy books, the Hindu holy books, and I read them throughout college, but I still didn't feel satisfied. I left college, I started work. 6 months into my work, I wasn't content. I had a good job, but I wasn't content, so I went walkabout. I went to India, and I traveled the length and breadth of India. I went to universities, attended lectures, I went to temples, read a lot. I went to Sri Lanka, stayed in a monastery, tried to learn about Buddhism, tried to learn about everything, something that would make me complete. It didn't. I returned to England, moved from city to city, finally to London, then to an overseas posting in Hungary, then into Bosnia, 2.5 years ago, I was fortunate to visit Cairo. My fiancé lives here, and I came to this church. This church is my family and will always be dear to me. This is where I received Christ. 2.5 years ago, I sat over there, and I thought Dave was talking to me. I thought he was looking at me and looking into my heart. And I was so uncomfortable in my chair. I was moving around thinking, why does he know? What does he know? How does he know this? Every 3 months, I would come back and visit, and I would come to church. And each time, I would feel so uncomfortable. There was something, there was a spirit, there was something getting a hold of me. And I was so shy, I just wanted to turn away, and it was here, so I would go here, and I would just move away. I went back to Bosnia, and I would tell my colleagues what happened at church, and I started asking questions. I wrote to my father, asking for help, teach me about Christianity. He sent me some books. One book, The Imitation of Christ, by Thomas Kempis. I read that. There was a Bible that belonged to a colleague of mine, and when he left the office, I would pick it up and read a verse. I would go on the internet and go to the site called Our Daily Bread and read. And I found myself having a thirst and a hunger I'd never had. And each time I read the Bible, I felt satisfied. I felt suddenly as if I was becoming complete and that black hole was getting smaller and smaller. In June of this year, I moved to Cairo and I was able to come to church more regularly. And I had so many questions and so many doubts and so many fears and so many concerns, and God answered them through Dave's teachings, and I thank him so much. He opened the door, but you know what he wanted from me? He just wanted me to open my heart and accept him and forget about the intellectual debates, forget about the logical, the illogical, what you can explain, what you can't explain, because there's things that you just can't explain. And that's all I did. I opened my heart. And he came in, and he went to all the secret compartments in my heart. And he opened them, and he forgave me. And he accepted me. And I was filled with so much joy that to this day, it's like an electric bolt that goes through me. And I said to Dave, I was so afraid of losing it. So, so afraid. I pray each day, every day, my family, my friends can come to know Jesus, my sweet Jesus, the way I did. That is my testimony. That is one chapter of my life. And another chapter begins. And in the short period that I have become a Christian, here's what miracles in me. He continually guides me. He continually points me in the right direction. He fills me with his spirit. I can't tell you what he's done. I'm so blessed. I can't even mention one because there's a million that need worthy of such sharing. And I try and share them with my friends and my family. And I keep praying that they will come to Jesus, that all those non-Christians will feel the spirit, feel the joy that fills me every day. I have never felt so complete. Never. Here's my all in all. The song we sang, it gives me joy and peace, strength and hope. Grace that blows all fears away. Love and freedom, life and warmth. He rescued my soul, my stronghold. For so long I was blind, and it was here in my Bible. This is the truth. It is only the truth. And I want to live by his word and continue walking his path. That is my testimony.
Amen. Amen. The angel said, I bring you good news of great joy. And you may say, but, well, that's for Dee. It's not for me. Well, that's for the Apostle Paul in prison, but it's not for me. He said, I bring you good news of great joy for all people. Do you qualify under the banner all people? Yeah. Today is born for you in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. If you need this joy that you've heard Dee speak of this morning, that the angels announced so many years ago, you're not going to find it at a Christmas party. You're not going to find it in another Christian ritual. You're not going to find it at some Christmas event. You're not going to find it in the busyness of life. You're not going to find it at all the things in life that are going to produce happiness, short-lived. You're only going to find it one place. This Christmas, why don't you go with those shepherds and wise men back to the stable and behold, perhaps as never before, the Christ. Take a good look. Open your heart and let Him in, and you too will discover joy in mega fashion. Father, we thank You for the truth of Your Word. We thank You for how, after all these years, Your truth remains. And whether we understand it or not, Your truth remains. And when we discover Christ, our lives are filled with unspeakable joy and full of glory. May that be true for every one of us this Christmas. And also, Lord, may we be just as eager to pass on this mega joy to others who do not know You yet. In Jesus' name we pray.